This is Bigger Pockets Daily. I'm Tyler, and today's article comes from the Bigger Pockets blog. Every day, I read a new article exploring a different aspect of real estate investing. If you consider yourself a multitasker, this is the perfect show for you. Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break. Managing your finances used to be a pain. It was either useless apps or overcomplicated spreadsheets. Ugh. But now, with Monarch Money, managing your money is easier than ever. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, track progress toward financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/bigger. Unlike other personal finance apps, Monarch's simple, intuitive design makes it easy to set up, customize, and use. You can even collaborate with your partner, family, or financial advisor at no extra cost to get a joint view of all your finances. Customize your dashboard, notifications, and budgets with a tap. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, listeners of this show right here will get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/bigger. That's monarchmoney.com/bigger for your extended 30-day free trial.
This show is sponsored by Airbnb. Did you know that a long time ago, before I ever started my real estate business, I turned one of my first primary residences into an Airbnb? And that's the extra income that I needed from Airbnb that gave me the confidence to go out and work for myself and eventually quit my 9-to-5 job. And now I have dozens of Airbnbs all over the country. I've even partnered up with the old David Green on a recent property in Scottsdale to take our portfolio to the next level. And of course, we host it on Airbnb. But you don't need to be a full-time real estate investor to start on Airbnb. As a matter of fact, I was self-managing 10 properties while working my 9-to-5 job, so I know anybody can do it. Think about it this way. You're looking for extra income and going on a vacation. Wouldn't it be great to rent out your space and let your property pay for itself while you're gone? I did this one time. I pitched my wife and my roommate, because we were house hacking, on the idea of renting out our home, and it paid for all of our expenses on a trip to Mexico City. So go and give it a try. It might just change your life, just like it did mine. And I really do mean that. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Multifamily deal analysis. 4 can't miss steps to find a winning property. By Chiagozzi Fowell. Multifamily property investing is attracting ever more interest, leading to increased demand. But many investors aren't sure how to run a multifamily deal analysis. How do you quickly assess deals to see if they're worth making an offer on, and how do you know how much to bid? If you can run numbers and keenly assess for cash flow and value-add opportunities, you can position yourself to help other investors who may not have the time or interest to do the same. What are multifamily properties? Multifamily properties include apartment buildings, duplexes, townhouses, and condo buildings. It's any property in a neighborhood with more than one housing unit. Increasing numbers of stock market and single-family real estate investors want to step up to multifamily property investing. A significant step in this process is to swiftly sift through property leads to determine how much they are worth and which ones are worth pursuing. This is done through multifamily deal analysis. 6 benefits of investing in multifamily real estate. There's more demand for multifamily rental properties because of the advantageous benefits for investors. This includes 1. Cash flow. Apartments generate monthly income, similar to dividends paid by stocks. The rental income rolls in every month. 2. Control. You are the captain of your own ship. You have the ability to control every decision that affects your investment. 3. Tax advantages. It's not what you make, it's what you keep. That's important. And real estate offers tremendous tax benefits. Why would the government create advantages for this tax class? It realizes it does not have the ability to deliver affordable housing. Offering these real estate investment benefits is trying to stimulate the private sector to step in and fill the void. 4. Economy of scale. This is a huge advantage when trying to scale your business. It's much easier to collect rent from 30 tenants in an apartment building than race across the city to collect from multiple single-family homes. It's both easier and more cost-effective to have more units under one roof. 5. ability to force appreciation. The value is not as reliant on comps as it is on your ability to increase the value through growing the net operating income, NOI. 4. Velocity of money. This refers to the ability to refinance a property, withdraw equity, maintain control of the asset, and invest the refinance proceeds into another property. Banks are the ideal example of velocitizing money. They borrow funds from their customers and lend the proceeds to individuals looking for loans. The faster the money comes in, the wealthier you become. Calculating the cap rate. Before we do the math, let's talk about cap rates. Capitalization rates are a fancy way of saying the expected rate of return based on the income in real estate. It can be helpful when deciding which property to invest in. Cap rates have an inverse relationship with market value. When cap rates compress, the value increases, and vice versa. It's fantastic when you own property and cap rates are falling, but just the opposite when you are trying to invest. NOI divided by value equals cap rate. For example, if the property has an NOI of $50,000 and is listed for $500,000, then the cap rate would be 10. $50,000 divided by $500,000. Doing the math. 1. Calculate the NOI. The net operating income levels the playing field for all comers, telling you how much income you can expect after you've handled the day-to-day financial demands of the property. You can use the numbers provided by the broker for preliminary screening, but you should ideally ask for and then research the numbers. You can then do your own calculations by using this formula. NOI equals total income minus total operating expenses. Total income. Total rent. Total fees, pet fees, late fees, coin op, laundry, etc. Operating expenses, vacancy, 5 to 10% of rent, taxes, city and county, insurance, talk to an insurance broker, maintenance, 3 to 5% for snow removal, lawn mowing, cleaning, common areas, etc. Management, ask local property managers for rates. Utilities, call the utility companies. Repairs, 3 to 5%, and professional fees. Number 2, calculate the cash flow. Cash flow, on the other hand, is specific to you, the investor. Take into consideration your mortgage terms as well as your inclination to plan and save for future capital expenditures, CapEx. This is what you truly take home as profit. Cash flow equals NOI minus mortgage payment plus reserves for CapEx. How much you assign to CapEx reserves is how much you plan to save for big expenses. Think of what big-ticket item you may need and how soon you may need to replace them. Say the roof is expected to last another 15 years, and it will cost an estimated $15,000 to replace. You would target saving about $1,000 per year for 15 years. Some suggest using a quick and dirty $250 per unit per year for larger multifamily properties. How much cash flow is enough? Some investors say the goal is cash flow that gives at least double-digit cash-on-cash returns. Cash-on-cash return equals cash flow divided by cash invested times 100. Number 3. Find opportunities to raise value. Unlike a single-family home, the value of a multifamily property is based on its financial operations. Value equals NOI divided by capitalization rate. The capitalization rate is a multiplier that indicates how much the market is willing to pay for certain returns in a given area and a given property class. As with comps for single-family homes, you can ask your broker for this number. When you have the going cap rate in the area, you can determine how much a change in the NOI of a property will change its value. Your goal is to raise the NOI. How do you raise the net operating income? 1. Increase income, raise rents, charge additional fees such as late fees, pet fees, etc. Install coin or card-operated washers and dryers, offer paid storage, add cell towers, etc. Number 2, decrease expenses. Fix leaking faucets and pipes, install energy-efficient appliances and windows, charge back utilities, etc. While analyzing the deal, try to identify clear ways you can make these changes. Research your competition and determine if you would need to upgrade the units to raise the rents. Factor any rehab costs into your purchase price. Number four, determine your purchase price. Determine your purchase price based on the current NOI of the property and the going cap rate. Don't overpay today for unrealized potential. If, for example, you determine that the current net operating income of a property is $40,000 and the going cap rate in the area is 12%, your purchase price should be no more than $333,000. Purchase price equals NOI divided by cap rate. Notice there's no mention of the asking price in this analysis. Go with the numbers. Determine what your maximum offer is. Make your offer. Start negotiations. Don't forget your due diligence. When you are looking at hundreds of deals, quick analyses can save you a tremendous amount of time. Do your due diligence for each multifamily property that you are serious about investing in. This includes obtaining bank statements, rent rolls, unit inspections, and so on. All the documentation and hard facts will either confirm your assumptions and verify the numbers, or they won't. Tips to make your investment more profitable. There are a few ways to make your investment more profitable after you do your due diligence and close the contract. Potential ways to add value to the property might include adding upscale touches, such as two-tone paint and upgraded kitchen floors, offering amenities such as a fitness center or clubhouse, instituting a ratio utility billing system, RUBS, R-U-B-S, changing the zoning on a property to a more favorable use, generating new sources of revenue, like laundry fees, pet fees, late fees, application fees, and storage fees. Renovating a property to allow an increase in rents is another option, also increasing the quality of the tenant base. So all of the value adds that we just listed need to focus on either increasing revenue or decreasing expenses. If you decide to install granite countertops, but this upgrade fails to increase revenue, this is not a value add. One of the biggest mistakes investors make is to over-improve a property without focusing on the ability of the improvement to increase revenue. This is the beauty in multifamily real estate. You have the ability to increase the value of your asset by employing sound management principles to increase the NOI, thereby increasing the value. So, what'd you think? Do you have a question about real estate investing? Visit biggerpockets.com/forums today to ask our more than 1.8 million members for some help. I'll see you right back here tomorrow.